Welcome everyone to Auspicious Conversation, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Edition. Am I doing this because I saw RDC World 1's video on it and again and thought it would be fun? Absolutely. The contestants will be the cast of Auspicious Conversation, along with the special guests that have appeared on the show. In order of appearances will be Caden, say what's up to everybody. Austin.
Hey yo, what's up?
Carter.
What's going?
Evan.
How's everybody doing?
And Alec.
Hey everybody.
I will now explain the rules, just to make sure everyone is on the same page. Pay attention because I will only say this once. So, each contestant will be asked 10 questions, with the subject being video games. Question 1 through 9 are from games they have played, and question 10 is from a game they haven't played. Questions 1 through 3 are supposed to be easy warm-up questions. For my contestants, please allow me to fully say the question and all four answers before you answer. I will not consider anything to be your answer unless you say it is your final answer. You will have 3 lifelines, 15 second internet search, 50-50 where I will remove 2 answers, and phone a friend where you can call someone you know on the phone or call them in Discord by bringing them into the chat. We ask that while you are playing to have integrity and not look up answers on your phone or computer while we play. For spectators, all that I require is from the time that I ask a question to the time that I let them know whether it's correct or incorrect, that you remain silent to not distract the players or drop hints. After I announce whether it is correct or incorrect, light commentary is allowed, but let's keep it light to keep the game moving. You will be removed if you don't follow this rule, Carter. At the very end...
Hey, why are you smiling on me?
What did Carter do?
What did I do?
Everything. At the very end, your host, myself, will also answer 10 questions made by these contestants, with all of them acting as the stand-in hosts. If one of the contestants wins, they will receive $20 from me personally, but if I win, they all cash at me $1.
If what? Wait. When was this a part of it? What?
Scroll up, baby. If there is a tie, then we will go to sudden death, which I will explain then. Now, with all that out the way, Caden, are you ready to be a millionaire?
I've done been ready, I guess.
Alright. Question 0 for you. What would you do if you had $1 million handed to you?
The obvious answer is a bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Yeah, I was gonna say
hookers and cocaine. Classic answer. Good meme back in the days.
I don't know. Invested in something so that way later on in the line I don't have to have a job.
That's fucking lame, bro.
Say what you want, bro, hey man, but I'll determine what's lame when I'm on a fucking yacht macking on some bitches.
Oh my god. Alright, well, let's get started with question number 1. Which Call of Duty character wore a skull ski mask? Is it A. Damn. Price, B. Ghost, C. Soap, or D. Frost?
Ghost, final answer.
That is correct. Good job. Question number 2. Which of these games was referred to as Struggleborn? Is it A. Bloodborne, B. Soulsborne, C. Reborn, or D. Battleborn?
D. Battleborn.
That is correct. Okay. I thought that was going to be a good one. Alright, question number 3. Which Dead by Daylight character sings a lullaby while in the game? Is it A. Nurse, B. Huntress, C. Legion, or D. The Spirit?
Huntress. Final answer.
That is correct. Alright, moving on now to the questions that will get scalingly harder in difficulty. So, question number 4, Caden. Who was the Pope in Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood? Is it A, Cesare Borgia, B, Rodrigo Borgia, C, Charles V, or D, Maximilian I?
I want to say it was Rodrigo Borgia. So yeah, final answer, Rodrigo Borgia.
Rodrigo Borgia is correct. Cesare was his son. All right. Question number 5, Caden. Which Far Cry villain has their face on their nation's currency? Is it A, Joseph Seed, B, Vas Montenegro, C, Hoyt Volker, or D, Pagan Min?
D, Pagan Min, final answer.
You sure?
Pagan Min has his face, it's in the opening.
That answer is correct, Caden. Question number 6. Which Doom game first had the Archvile appear in? Was it A, Doom Eternal, B, Doom 3, C, Doom 2, or D, Doom 2016?
C, Doom 2.
That is correct. Let's see how he does with the upcoming questions. Question number 7. In which country did Johnny Bazooka Tone be considered its first 32-bit platformer? Is it A, the USA, B, the United Kingdom, C, France, C, Canada, or D, France?
I want to say B, UK, because if I remember correctly, the... Wait, no. USA. Can I Google that one?
You like to do a 15-second internet search?
Yes.
Alright, I will need you to stream your screen and pull up your search engine of choice. Whip out the timer real quick. All right, Caden. Let me know when you are good to go.
Good to go.
Begin now. Time.
Damn it. I actually got the answer, so it's cool.
Alright, Caden. UK. UK, is that your final answer?
Yes.
That answer is correct. Very nice. Question number 8. When you completed the quest for the Daedric Prince Meridia in Skyrim, what item did she award you with? Was it A, Dawnbreaker, B, Beacon of Meridia, C, Aghem Infinium, or D, Spellbreaker?
I'm gonna phone a friend.
Oh!
Oh!
This is a good question. I like this question.
What friend are we phoning?
Austin?
Bro, you gotta call me, dog. You gotta call me on the phone.
That is allowed. No, it's fine. Austin, I just asked that you answer honestly.
Yeah, what were you giving me my choice? I can't give me my choices again.
I fucking know the answer to this, but sure, you can call it.
When you completed the quest.
No, just give me the answer choices.
Oh, A, Dawnbreaker.
A, Dawnbreaker.
B.
Yeah.
Caden, go with A.
A, Dawnbreaker.
Dawnbreaker. Is correct.
It's been a bad minute since I played Skyrim. I never do the main quest anymore, bro.
No, that's a side quest.
I don't even do like the regular quests anymore.
I know that quest only because it's probably the most annoying fucking thing ever when you find the beacon.
The beacon has found another.
Yeah, that's the fucking quest.
I always use that sword too.
That's the beacon of Meridia, is that thing that calls upon you.
Hand touches the beacon.
Yeah.
But so Meridia is actually my favorite Daedric prince, fun fact. But moving on to question number 9. This is going to be a tough one. In Fallout 3...
Oh, God.
The names of many quests are named after songs during what time period? Is it A, the 40s, B, the 50s, C, the 60s, or D, the 70s?
Fuck it, 50-50.
50-50. That will leave you with the answer choices B, the 50s, and C, the 60s.
Oh, no. I know this.
I don't.
Fuck it, I made it farther than I thought I was. It's C, the 60s.
Final answer?
Yeah.
The 60s is incorrect.
Yeah.
It is the 50s.
We're gonna have Fat Minutes to play that one too.
Fallout's based Hayden. Around the 50s culture.
You gonna ask the 10 for anyway, or no?
Nope, I will hold on to that question as a potential tiebreaker question.
Fair enough.
Hayden, you answered 8 questions correctly. That is setting a very high bar for the upcoming contestants.
Yeah, especially for retarded Austin over here.
Long boy.
That cracks under pressure, yeah.
What would you do if you were handed $1 million, Austin?
If I was handed $1 million, I'd buy all my homies something. I don't know what, but something.
Maybe
everybody gets a PS5 or something. I don't know.
He will fund his homies with PS5s and 2K.
No.
A very thoughtful
definitely
friend
not 2K.
Indeed.
I already have
a
PS5.
And Caden flexing his dollars. All right. Austin.
Yes.
Question number 1. In Bioshock 1, what was the phrase that made you obey a command? Is it A, would you kindly? B, would you please? C, may you kindly? Or D, may you please?
A, final answer.
A is correct. Question number 2. Which operator in Siege has an ability called Black Mirror? Is it A, Zero, B, Jackal, C, Mira, or D, Valkyrie?
C, Mira, final answer.
Mira is correct. Which Far Cry villain is the leader of the New Eden? Is it A, Yuma, B, Joseph Seed, C, Pagan Min, or D, Hoyt Volkar?
B, Joseph Seed, final answer.
Joseph Seed is correct.
Steed? Seed.
Did I say Steed?
Yeah.
Hey, he's a Steed now. Alright. Question number 4. What was the name of Doomguy's rabbit? Was it A, Daisy, B, Sally, C, Emily, or D, Susie?
A, Daisy, final answer.
Daisy is correct. Question number 5, taking it up a little notch. Which Dark Souls 3 boss is found at Arch Dragon Peak? Is it A, Yorm the Giant? B, Dragonslayer Armor, C, the Nameless King, or D, Soul of Cinder?
You could phone a friend if you need to, man.
Can I hear the answer choices one more time?
A, Yorm the Giant, B, Dragonslayer Armor, C, Nameless King, or D, Soul of Cinder?
Nameless King. Final answer.
Nameless King is correct.
Let's go!
Hey!
Question number 6. What Daedric Prince in Skyrim is known as the Taskmaster? Is it A, Sanguine, B, Namira, C, Mephala, or D, Periite?
Fuck, dude. I'd like to phone a friend.
Which friend are we phoning today?
I'd like to phone Alec.
Oh fuck, why'd you ask me?
Fuck no!
Alec, ring, ring, ring.
Alright, can you name the answer choices again?
A, Sanguine, B, Namira, C, Mephala, or D, Periite.
Oh man, I know it's not Sanguine. The other three that you named, I actually have no idea what they're the Daedric Princes of. So, I know it's not A. That's all I know.
Thanks, man.
Awesome.
No, you don't have an answer?
I have no clue. I know it's not A.
Which was who?
Sanguine.
Okay, one more time. Answer choices.
A, Sanguine.
Right.
B, Namira. C, Mephala. Or D, Periite.
Actually, wait, is it Sanguine? Yeah, you couldn't have picked a worse person. I'm sorry, man.
I don't know who else would have been more... I'm honestly between fucking B or D. D, fuck it. Final answer. What?
I'm gonna feel so bad if it's A.
D, Periite?
I thought, yeah.
Is correct.
What?!
Yes. I believe he is one of the princes that takes the form of a dragon or something like that. Just an obscure fact about him. Nice. Question was, number 7.
Wait, was he the one? Okay.
All right. Which one of these farms is not in Devil Daggers? Is it A, the Simple Farm? B, the 80 Farm?
What?
C, the 130 Farm? Or D, the Chaos Farm?
What the fuck is a farm, bro?
Well, that's not good.
I saw it was something on Devil Daggers, so...
Fuck is a farm? Okay, I'm gonna Google that one, bro. I'm gonna fucking Google that one, dude.
Alright, share your screen, Austin.
Hang on. Fucking, where's... No, that's my camera. Screen one. Okay.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
What was the question? I don't even remember.
Question was, which one of these farms is not in Devil Daggers? Is it A, the Simple Farm? B, the 80 Farm? C, the 130 Farm? Or D, the Chaos Farm?
Okay, tell me when I start.
Start.
Huh?
Time.
Fuck! All right. All right, one more time. This is going to be a guest shot in the dark. Fuck it.
You got this.
Nice background.
Thanks, man.
Which one of these farms is not in Devil Daggers? A, the Simple Farm. B, the 80 Farm. C, the 130 Farm. Or D, the Chaos Farm.
Simple AD 130 in chaos. Simple AD 130 in chaos. I'm gonna say B. AD.
Final answer?
Yeah.
The AD farm is incorrect.
Damn it! Bro, I don't even know what a farm is.
The answer is the simple farm, as that does not exist, but the easy farm does. Those are the four different farms in Devil Daggers.
What the fuck is a farm, dude? I've never even heard of this.
I just randomly saw that and I was like, oh, four different farms, four different answer choices. Sorry that it was a shot in the dark question for you.
What is, hang on, I want to, but like, I want to see what the fuck a...
Alright, while you're looking at that, we're going to move on to our next contestant, Carter.
Yug.
Are you ready to be a millionaire?
Yug.
Alright. One moment. Need to highlight how many Austin got correct.
How many did I get? Six?
Six correct, sir. Alright, Carter. What would you do if you won $1 million?
Probably take the homies to McDonald's.
McDonald's in Australia?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm down for that. Once I'm off this keto stuff. Alright, Carter. Question number one. Who was the final boss in Dark Souls 3? Is it A, the Soul of Cinder, B, the Nameless King, C, Slave Knight Gale, or D, Sister Freed?
Soul of Cinder.
Soul of Cinder is correct. And question number two. What is the snowy planet you travel to in the first Mass Effect game? Is it A, Tuchanka, B, Omega, C, Novaria, or D, Aether?
Novaria, final answer.
Novaria is correct. Question number three. When Price punches you in Modern Warfare 3, he says, blank trusted you. Who is blank? A, Ghost, B, Soap, C, Makarov, or D, Menendez?
Wait, you said Modern Warfare 3?
Yep.
I get this one confused. Should I phone a friend on this one?
Who are we calling?
Austin.
It's your boy.
Austin. When Price punches you in Modern Warfare 3, he says, blank trusted you. Who is blank? Is it A, Ghost, B, Soap, C, Makarov, or D, Menendez?
Roses are red, violets are blue. Soap trusted you. I thought I could too. Soap, final answer.
Oh yeah, that's what
Carter.
I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought, because I'm thinking of the second part yet, so.
Soap is correct. Question number four. Who was the first Dota 2 team to win the International?
That's a good question.
Is it A, Newbie, B, Alliance, C, Invictus Gaming, or D, Natus Vincier?
I'm going to Google that one.
15-second Google search. Please stream your screen.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but I just want to make sure.
Also, did you figure out what farms were?
Yeah, it's a fucking technique. When I said Devil Daggers, I thought you were going to ask, like, what second does the first spider spawn? Like, because it's such a simple game. I didn't know fucking farms existed.
I just thought it was a mechanic that you do or something.
No, farms are like strategy, running strategies that I didn't know of.
All right, Carter, are you ready?
Yep.
Begin now.
That is the recent one, you fucking... Oh my god.
Oh no.
Okay, I got it.
Time.
Natus Vincere.
That's what I thought. Natus Vincere is correct.
Love how it tells me the fucking team that won it this year. Like, oh, yeah, thanks. When I was
researching that question, I typed in like Dota 2 world history or whatever, and like it just kept showing me the person that won this year. I was like, no, I want the first winner. Yeah. All right, so question number 5: what monsters, that is plural and possessive, massive skeleton is in the Rotten Veil in Monster Hunter Worlds? Is it A, Gormagala, B, Zora Magdoris, C, Laviente, or D, Dalamadir?
That's Dalamadir.
Final answer? Carter?
Yeah, my answer.
Dalamadir is correct. Question number 6.
Damn, all these questions just make me feel like a goddamn nerd.
I know this shit. Especially the Monster Hunter ones. Holy shit.
Yeah, bro, I failed my class, but I know this shit.
Alright, question number 6. Where is the Black Garden in Destiny? Is it A, Venus, B, Beyond Space and Time, C, Mars, or D, the End of the Universe? Venus.
My answer.
What was your answer?
Venus.
Venus is your final answer?
Yep.
Venus is incorrect, Carter. It is Beyond Space and Time is where the Black Garden is located. Carter, you got 5 answers correct. I congratulate you.
Damn, I'm a scrub.
But Caden set that bar a little high. But moving on to our next contestant, Evan.
All right, let's get this over with.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Round 1 knockout, let's go.
Evan,
I'm here to speed run.
If you were given $1 million, what would you do?
Dude, I'd open up my card shop.
Hi.
What I do?
Good answer. Good
fucking
answer.
Nerd.
All right, Evan. Question number 1. Who is the main character of Darksiders 2? Is it A, War, B, Death, C, Fury, or D, Strife?
B, final answer.
Death is correct. Question number 2. Which Final Fantasy character's boss theme is called One Winged Angel? Is it A, Cloud, B, Kefka, C, Gabranth, or D, Sephiroth?
Sephiroth, final answer.
Sephiroth is correct. Question number 3. What is the name of Morgana's persona in Persona 5? Is it A, Mercurius, B, Zoro, C, Dionysus, or D, Oberon? Whoa.
Zoro, final answer.
Zoro is correct. Bonus question. What's his ultimate persona's name?
Shit, is it part of that group there?
It is.
Say him again.
Mercurius, Dionysus, Oberon.
I think it's Mercurius.
Mercurius is correct.
Okay, I don't normally level up Morgana.
Damn, that was complete. GG's.
Question number 4, Evan. Starting to scale them up now. Which League of Legends professional team does not have a skin line? Is it A, SKT, B, FPX, C, TSM, or D, TPA?
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
I think it's... I don't want to use any of my stuff yet.
Don't get it wrong.
Say it again.
A, SKT, B, FPX, C, TSM, or D, TPA?
TSM.
Final answer?
Final answer.
TSM is correct.
Yeah.
What did FPX stand for again?
Fire...
Fun plus Phoenix?
Yeah, Fun plus Phoenix.
Gotcha. Nice. Question number 5, Evan. Which of these deviants was not in the original Monster Hunter Generations? Is it A, Soulseer Mitsune, B, Hellblade Glavinus, C, Dread Queen Rathian, or D, Thunderlord Zinogre?
That one's tough for me. I'm going to ask for the 50-50.
The 50-50 will leave you with A, Soulseer Mitsune, and D, Thunderlord Zinogre.
Can he phone a friend too?
You can use as many lifelines as you want.
I didn't know that, bro. I would use 50-50 on my quest. I would only use limit one. Damn.
Carter's confidence has inspired me. I'm gonna phone a friend.
Are you gonna phone Carter?
Yes. I think he's the only other person here, though. So.
No, you should do the... No.
Actually, Brendan,
no,
I see you as a friend.
Phone me, Evan. I got you.
All right, Carter. Which of these deviants was not in the original Monster Hunter Generations? Was it A, Soulseer Mitsune, or D, Thunderlord Zinogre?
It's going to be the Soulseer Mitsune.
Evan, is that the answer you're going to go with?
Wait, what was the question again?
That is the answer.
Wait, hold on. Just to make sure. Just to make sure.
Which deviant was not in the original Monster Hunter Generations?
Okay, yeah.
What was the question again?
Sorry,
the answer's A, but also, what's the question? A, final answer.
Soulseer Mitsune is correct. They were in Generations Ultimate, not in the original.
I got you, homie.
Thank you.
Question...
It tripped me up because, like, the Faded Four, only, like, two of them didn't get a deviant in the first one.
And then in Ultimate, they were like, yeah.
Question number 6. In Dark Souls 3, Sister Freed has how many sisters? Is it A, 3, B, 1, C, 2, or D, 4?
That's a good-ass question.
Sister Freed, I think it's just a title. I'm going to go with 1.
Final answer?
That's what makes me nervous. Yes, final answer.
1 is incorrect.
Was it 4?
2 sisters. 2 biological sisters, I believe.
How many did Evan get?
I think they're biological.
7?
5.
Evan got 5 questions correct. Yeah, I figured that would be a pretty good Monster Hunter one. Evan.
That was, yeah.
Congratulations. Caden is still in the lead by a long shot. Alec, do you think that you will become a millionaire?
Oh, 100%, my guy.
And what would you do if you were given $1 million?
I would move to California and none of you would ever see me again.
Fucking...
At least he keeps it real. He's
good. That's fucking California. I wouldn't want to see your ass again.
Can I just say, I think the best part of the Monster Hunter questions was listening to Brendan pronounce the names.
That is true.
Did I butcher the hell out
of
them?
Both of them. Every single... You got like 2 right.
I'm not going to lie. Hearing him trying to say the Monster Hunter names was kind of cringe.
Oh my god, I sound that bad.
What did
Holy
you say,
shit.
Like Gore Magala?
Yeah, he's like Zora Magdaros.
I was like, okay. Okay. I mean, the only the one that I intentionally butcher out of the one that you asked me was the Dolomadir.
My dude.
Because I just say it fucking stupid.
I'm pretty sure I pronounced it like that after.
Yeah, you're like Dunmadeer.
Okay. All right.
We could say whatever we wanted after your pronunciation. You'd think it's the right one.
All right, Alec.
Yes,
question
sir.
Number one: the Baldur's Gate franchise is based off of what tabletop RPG game? Is it A, D&D, B, Warhammer Fantasy, C, Warhammer 40K, or D, Star Trek?
If you get this wrong, I'm gonna judo flip you.
I mean, I've never played Baldur's Gate before, but D&D?
D&D is correct.
Okay, that scared me.
You got
that
wrong.
Wait, no, if you never played Baldur's Gate, why was that a question?
I thought he had played one of them before.
No, I've never played Baldur's Gate before. Well, you made it through, so there you go. That was question number 10. You became a millionaire, boy. I sent you my list, dude.
I thought you had played one of them.
No!
Brendan almost fucked Alex in the first question.
I mean...
I did say I think I made Alex the hardest unintentionally.
Good.
That's fun.
So that's the bar we're setting for you, Alex.
Send my cocky ass back down, please.
Alright, question number 2. What attachment in Call of Duty is referred to as a noob tube? Is it A, the holographic sight, B, the heartbeat sensor, C, the grenade launcher, or D, the suppressor?
Man, I remember back in the day playing MW2 Search and Destroy, and everyone fucking using those grenade launchers at the beginning of every fucking map and killing me immediately. So, yes, final answer, grenade launchers.
The grenade launcher is correct. Question number 3.
Hey, let's go.
Let's go, Nate. Alright. Which of these games is not a Total War game?
Okay.
Is it A, Warhammer 2, B, Troy, C, Attila, or D, Greece?
D, Greece.
Greece is correct. Question number 4. Which of these Dead by Daylight characters is from the movie franchise Halloween? Is it A, the Doctor, B, the Shape, C, the Nightmare, or D, the Executioner?
I will go with B, the Shape.
The Shape is correct. Question number 5, the Warhammer question. Think about this one.
Okay.
Really think about it. Which of these characters are not from Norska in the world of Warhammer? Is it A, Archaon the Everchosen, B, Abrax the Bloodthirsty, C, Morkar the Uniter, or D, Wulfric the Wanderer?
Aw, fuck.
I can't believe you've done this.
Oh, I actually don't know many of these characters. Can you go over them again?
Phone a friend and phone the host.
Archaon. Phone the host. Yeah, I'm probably the only one that would know this. Maybe Evan, randomly. A, Archaon the Everchosen. B, Abrax the Bloodthirsty. C, Morkar the Uniter. Or D, Wulfric the Wanderer.
Can I 50-50 this one?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
Your 50-50 leaves you with A, Archaon the Everchosen, and B, Abrax the Bloodthirsty.
Good God. Fuck. I think Abrax the Bloodthirsty is a demon, so I'm gonna go with him.
Abrax the Bloodthirsty, final answer?
Yes.
That answer is incorrect.
Fuck!
Damn.
Abrax the Bloodthirsty was in fact born in Norska, that earned Korn's favor. Archaon is half Norskin and half Nordland, and he was born in Nordland.
God, I...
Not Norska.
Damn, I was not seeing the lore questions coming.
Yeah, that I thought of that one. That's why I asked if Norse goes in 40K, because I was originally going to have that as Abaddon the Despoiler.
Oh, yeah.
But he's only in 40k, so I feel like that would give it away a little too easy.
No, that's fair. Damn.
All right, guys. Well, Alec got 4 questions correct.
Damn,
leaving
bro.
Caden in the lead.
Damn, bro. Nice.
I have to answer at least 9 questions correctly to beat him. I really don't know if I could do it because I feel like these guys hoed me.
I kind of did. I'm not going to lie.
I've got one. I've got one that I feel like will fucking
number,
trip you up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And the Alec order, is just going to ask the last question, right?
Yes, I have the final question. Yes.
Okay.
All right, guys. I'm ready to be hoed. Evan, start it off for us.
All right, Brendan. What is the name of the boat that helps Link in Legends of Zelda Wind Waker? Is it A, Red Dragon, B, King of Red Lions, C, the King of Storms, or D, the Wind Waker?
B, King of Red Lions.
B is correct.
Sir.
Knocking out the easy ones first.
Oh wait, Evan, you
could
do
have
you
made
wanna
that a pretty good trick question?
After
actually.
Your second easy one, do you want to go to me and then go to your last medium one to go back? Because
should I do both?
Yeah,
easy ones
do both easy and then go to me, my easy, and then go back to you for your medium.
Okay. So number two, this is it's easy. I hope it's not too difficult for you. I wrote it up and then realized that someone might not pay attention to this. But in Pokemon Emerald, Wallace replaces Steven as that region's champion. But who replaces Wallace as the 8th gym leader? Is it A, Steven, B, Archie, C, Juan, or D, Scott?
Oh, shit. So, replacing Wallace as the 8th gym leader. Yeah, that was in Tutopolis with the, cave with Groudon and Kyogre. Oh, shit. Read the answer choices one more time.
You have A, Steven, B, Archie, C, Juan, or D, Scott.
Wanna phone a friend?
I honestly might, because I'm feeling that it was Steven. I haven't played Emerald in forever. I played Sapphire more, but I think that it was Steven. He, temporarily replaced Wallace. Yeah, it was. Yeah, because, yeah? Wait, so Wallace was both the 8th gym leader and the champion in that game? Or in Sapphire? I swear I fought Steven in Sapphire.
Steven was the champion in Ruby and Sapphire.
Yep.
Wallace was the 8th gym leader.
Yeah.
How is
but
this
in this
easy
game,
question?
Wallace takes Steven's place. But who takes Wallace's place? Is the question.
I think I will phone a friend. I'll call Alec on this one. Because I'm thinking it's Steven, but I'm not sure.
I would also agree with you that it is Steven, my friend.
Okay. Yep, I'm gonna go with A, Steven.
A, final answer.
Final answer.
A is incorrect.
God!
Bro!
What?
I thought it was Steven!
Owned me on question number 2.
Oh my god!
Damn it, I had a really good fucking question too.
I got owned on question number 2.
Man, he would've
How was that
too.
Even an easy question, bro?
Because, okay, listen, if you've played the games, Steven was the ex-champion, it wouldn't, but the typing stayed the same. You still fought a water gym. So,
it wasn't Archie,
Steven
was
could
it?
Use his, it was Juan.
Who the fuck
who
is
the
Juan?
Fuck is Juan?
The guy who was the 8th gym leader.
I have no idea who Juan is. I know Archie.
Steven was the
ex-champion.
Hang on.
Quick.
So the only character, the only two characters that someone should know because you fought them are Steven and Archie. Steven only uses steel type, so he wouldn't have replaced it. Archie was the leader of Team Aqua. Why would they let him be a gym leader? And then Scott, people might not know, he was just the guy who brought you to the battlefield.
It is Juan. Oh my god.
You should have looked it up, bro.
Yo, Brendan.
You should have phoned me. Evan sent the answers to me.
Brendan,
this man Evan hold me on question number two.
Brendan, I'm kind of curious. What were our like final questions?
Do you want to go over Brendan's questions and then he'll go over our questions and see if we can't answer him? We'll finish Brendan's and then Brendan will finish ours.
Let's see if I can get farther than number two.
Okay,
Holy shit.
Number two, Brendan. this is last easy. And in software's most recent title, Doom Eternal, toward the end of the game, who says the phrase, "Am I the father?" Is it A, Samuel Hayden, B, Vega, C, the con maker, or D,
the doomslayer? definitely Daddy Vega.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Vega is correct. Okay, Evan, we should probably do your medium first because my medium is start towards the
heart. I had an easy one too.
We're gonna let Caden go because I now think mine might trip him up.
I'll take yours, Evan. But let's hit up Caden.
I had another easy one. Mine is another Doom one. It was who gave the Slayer his powers? Was it A, Davoth, B, Kronika, C, Samuel Maker, or D, God?
Samu Maker.
Definitely God.
That's correct.
Fucking Kronika?
Technically, to an extent, yeah.
Trip him up, see if he gets it. Oh my god.
Okay, do Evan's last one, and then we'll go back to Caden, and then do mine again. Evan?
Okay, this one is easily the hardest one that I made here.
Oh!
That's why I'm sick. Fuck I only made three questions.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, Brendan.
Yep.
Which League of Legend item is not an item that belonged or was part of an existing champion?
What?
As in, an item in game.
Yeah.
That actually belongs to the champ, like to a champion.
Oh, so like Garrus's like Bork. Axe was a
yeah, like Bork and shit.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I
so
gotcha.
Like it, like what item is not a body part or like a object carried by a champion?
Okay, I gotcha.
Is it? This is which item is not? Is it A, Steric Gauge, B, Dead Man's Plate, C, Blade of the Ruined King, or D, the Collector?
Oh, I didn't even know that. I shouldn't have given that example.
Ooh. Okay. Dead Man's Plate is Gangplanks. Bork is Viego. What was A and D again?
A was Steric Gauge, and D was the Collector.
I think it's Steric, actually. I can't think of anyone in League with something remotely like that. I'm gonna go with Steric.
A is also incorrect.
Yikes.
What?
What's the answer?
Yes.
The Collector.
Steric Gauge is Aatrox's left arm.
What?
What? Are you serious?
Yep.
I did not know that. Well, then what's the right answer?
The Collector.
The Collector.
D, the Collector.
I thought that was Misfortune's pistol.
That's why I put it as the answer. I was like, this is going to trip someone
Wait,
up.
But then there's
But I looked it up. So the Collector is just an unnamed pistol. Misfortune's guns are Shock and Awe.
Oh, I thought the Collector was...
I was thinking it might have been another one of Gangplank's things, the Collector.
Yeah, I looked extensively to make sure the Collector wasn't,
or like,
Misfortune's item.
Some sort of pike thing if man was toting pistols back when he was alive.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
next,
a good one.
Next medium question. In Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, the mission All Gillied Up, who is Captain Price's superior? Is it A?
Call of Duty 4?
Yes. Yeah. COD 4, Modern Warfare, the classic All Gillied Up mission. Well, he clearly doesn't know this.
I've never played COD 4.
You said, bro, you said Black Ops 1 all the way through. Wait.
COD 4 came out like way
before. COD 4
came out. No, yeah, you said World at War all the way through.
World at War came out after COD 4.
Yeah, it was the fifth installment.
Oh.
That's when they stopped numbering them.
All right, skip Austin.
All right.
No, let's hear it out.
All right, well, you're not going to know it, but it's A, General Shepard. B, Roach. C, John McTavish. Or D, McMillan.
See, you could do that through, like, elimination.
So it's who's Price's superior?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Say that one more time.
A, General Shepard. B, Roach. C, John McTavish. Or D, McMillan.
Probably Shepard. Really?
No. This is, the mission was a flashback.
The answer's
D. McMillan.
Okay.
Through elimination.
Yeah, fucking up, Brendan.
Here's my hard one's gonna really
do your medium one, and then we'll go to my hard one, and then your hard one.
All right. So my medium one was: what was the name of the soldier that attacks you after suffering from a PTSD-induced flashback in AC Odyssey? Was
what?
It A. Erminos, B. Herodotus, C. Timotheos, or D. Mykonos?
This is your medium question?
Yes.
That's what I was
this
saying.
This is a major quest. This is a major quest.
Someone attacks me after a PTSD flashback?
Yeah.
Bro, this man Kate really trying to hold me. Oh my god. Name him again.
They all sound the fucking same, bro.
Herodotus, B. Herodotus, C. Timotheos, or D. Mykonos?
50-50.
Alright. Is it B. Herodotus or C. Timotheos?
B?
Nope.
Bro,
Herodotus is the historian that travels with you. It was C. Timotheos.
Alright, you can get this, Brendan, if you use your thinking cap. Okay. I believe in you, okay?
Right,
in Darksiders 2, Death can take a break from his quest and visit the Crucible, an arena challenge in which he faces wave after wave after wave of enemies. How many levels are there in the Crucible altogether, including the final boss fight, which can't be reached until you finish and start with New Game Plus? A.
Oh,
is it,
man.
You gotta use your noggin, okay? Is it A, 200? B, 50? C, 101? Or D, 75?
C, 101.
C is correct.
Hey.
Yep. I'm glad that you made that specification at the end, because if you didn't, that would have probably tripped me up if you said 100 as one of the answers. But, okay. Very nice, very nice.
Alright, here's my hard one. What is the name of the ferryman in Dishonored 1?
Okay,
is it
I got
A,
this.
Nathan Hale, B, Samuel Beechworth, C, Captain Spaulding, or D, Jonathan Harker?
C.
Nope.
Spaulding. What? What?
Captain Spaulding.
Wait, no, I meant to say B.
B. Rejects,
I meant to say B. I'm sorry. I meant to say B. I don't know why I said C, bro. I meant to say B, I promise.
Brennan, with such confidence.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, I meant to say B. He was like, yeah, I remember this guy. I remember his face and everything, too.
Captain Spaulding. No!
I promise I meant to say B. I'm just tripping on my ass.
That's why I've just started. I started like saying the actual answers instead of the letter.
Wait, did Carter have a question?
Yeah. No. Oh. No. I took his question because he didn't want to. You're the final question.
Oh shit,
it's... Brendan. Since we're going off of all of our other
we'll get to them.
All right. So, are you ready for the final question?
For the fucking slideshow preview.
Wait, is this?
What?
You're
no one
final
else has
question?
Any more questions?
No, yeah, Alex is the question 10.
Alright, wait, do I watch his stream?
Yes, watch my stream.
Okay, I'm watching.
Bro, are you in my stream?
Extra.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Alrighty, your question. Space Wolves are a chapter of Space Marines known for their Viking aesthetic and love for melee combat. They hail from a frozen death world known as A. Fenris, B. Fimbulwinter, D. Ragnarok, or D. Asgard?
Fimbulwinter.
Is that your final answer?
No. Hold on. Actually, I think I just heard that term for like League of Legends, actually. Fimbulwinter, something like that. It's a new item.
Yeah, it is going to be a new item.
So, the Space Wolves are a chapter of Space Marines known for their Viking aesthetic. These guys are like 40k Norskins.
Basically, yes.
They're 40. They're like Norskins? I would say probably Ragnarok.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Ragnarok.
C is incorrect.
Ragnarok's a place?
They come from Fenris, hence the name Space Wolves.
Ragnarok's a place?
In 40K, Warhammer? Yeah. In 40K, oh. Yeah. It's like a planet name for everything. Anyways, that's my
this
TED
man
talk.
Really brought up this
slideshow, bro. All right, do you want to?
We really fucked
Yo,
over Brendan.
Yo, Alex, you gotta show Jacob. Oh, you gotta show Jacob that wallpaper. He's looking for that kind of mat.
Oh, really?
Caden,
do you want to stop the podcast and then go over the other questions, or do you want to do that on the actual?
Yeah. What was our final questions? I'm kind of curious.
Do you want to do it on?
I want to know what the rest of my questions were. I had five more.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Don't worry, boys. So, Caden, you have won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire video game edition with the Auspicious Conversation Crew. You got 8 out of 10 answers right, and so I will personally give you $20. I'll probably just send it to you tomorrow. Caden, for your final number 10 question, it would have been: which character can you not have a romantic relationship with in Mass Effect 3 as male Shepard? Is it A, Samara, B, Jack, C, Steve Cortez, or D, Samantha Trainor?
Fuck.
Jack?
Jack is incorrect. It is Samantha Trainor, as she is not attracted to male Shepard. Attracted to female Shepard.
I feel like I actually knew that. I feel like I saw some obscure lore video about about Mass Effect.
All right, Austin.
Yeah.
You got 6 questions right. You failed on number 7. So number 8 of yours would have been: what was the first Call of Duty Zombies map to have a pack-a-punch machine?
That would be... Go ahead.
Is it A, Die Rise, B, Duris, C, Kino Der Toten, or D, Ascension?
B, Duris.
Duris is correct. Number 9. Which Assassin's Creed game first introduced bomb crafting? Is it A, 2, B, Brotherhood, C, Revelations, or D, 3?
I feel like it's 3.
Assassin's Creed 3?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Damn,
it was Revelations.
I remember Revelations. That was fun.
I don't remember much of it.
And then your number 10 question.
Oh yeah, let's fucking hear it. Let's hear the bullshit.
What was the last boss in Hyperdimension Neptunia Rebirth 1?
What the fuck is that?
Nup. Is it A, True Arfwar, B, Historia, C, Deity of Sin, or D, CFW Judge?
Alright, fuck it. I still have my 50-50. Use that.
50-50 leaves you with True Arfwar and Deity of Sin.
Deity of Sin.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
It was True Arfwar. Deity of Sin is a very good guess, though, as they lead into an Arfwar fight. Those are Josh's.
You say it's a very good guess, but your options was the correct answer and a very good guess.
Yeah.
All right, Carter got 5 correct. The Destiny question got him slipping. But his number 7 was: which of these Honey Pop 2 gifts is not unique?
Carter about to fucking expose himself.
I don't really think this is a surprise.
Bro, if you get this right, you lose. If you get it wrong, you lose. It's a lose-lose, bro.
Is it A, the guitar amp? Which of these Honey Pop 2 gifts is not unique? Is it A, the guitar amp, B, the nipple clamps, C, the crystal ball, or D, the winter boots?
What was the second one?
Nipple clamps.
Nipple clamps.
Definitely.
I think it's a crystal ball. I think. I don't know.
Crystal ball is incorrect. It was winter boots. That was
oh, come on, man. Even I knew that.
Definitely the nipple clamps. Definitely.
Your number 8 was, what song was playing when you fought the Marauder on Terrace Nabod? Was it A, Meat Hook? B, The Only Thing They Fear Is You? C, Hellwalker? Or D, Flesh and Metal?
What? Even I don't know that one. I have a feeling, but...
I don't know, fuck it, The Only Thing They Fear Is You?
Nope, it was Meat Hook. Number 9. Who is the 69th Pokemon? Is it A, Champ? B, Bellsprout? C, Weepin' Bell? Or D, Victory Bell?
I'm gonna go with E, Dugtrio.
It is B, Bellsprout. And then your number 10 question. Your number 10 question, Carter. Who was the first ever chosen of Chaos in Warhammer?
Bro,
was it A, Morkar the Uniter? Life. Yep, that's your number 10, I've buddy.
All number 10 questions are for games that we haven't played. Just saying,
that's a good Morkar the Uniter? B, Vangel? C, Asaval Cool the Anointed? Or D, Archaon the Three-Eyed King?
Yo, call me for the 55th, or the phone of friend.
Call me for the 50. Call out for the 50.
Who was the first ever chosen of Chaos in Warhammer? Morkar the Uniter, Vangel, Asaval Cool the Anointed, or Archaon the Three-Eyed King?
Pretty sure it was A.
Morkar the Uniter?
Yeah.
Carter, is that the answer you're going to lock in?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah. Let's go.
It was Morkar.
Hey, you got it right, Carter. Nice job.
All right. Mr. Evan got 5 correct. The Dark Souls question knocked him out, but his number 7 was, which character in Bloodborne is mentioned as the poor wizened child? Is it A, Orphan of Kos? B, Mikalash, host of the Nightmare? C, Murgo? Or D, Eileen the Crow?
Well, shit. I already found a friend. All I have left is the Google search. I have the 15-second Google search.
That's arguably the
all right.
Well, shit.
All right, stream that screen.
Oh, bro, when I was at...
I don't know if I'm using
when it. I was at 50... Oh, okay. 50 when I had the 15-second thing and I searched the Devil Daggers, it was literally on the page that I got stopped at.
That's actually the page where I found it.
God damn, dude, I found that out after. I was like...
Hmm?
You know
no,
this
I
said, you know this.
Oh, I do. Say it again.
Which character in Bloodborne is mentioned as the poor wizened child? A, Orphan of Kos, B, Mikalash, host of the Nightmare, C, Murgo, or D, Eileen the Crow?
So I don't think it's Orphan of Kos, because any mention of Kos relates to the mother and not the child, because the child is born when you encounter them. Fucking Murgo. That's my answer.
Murgo's your answer?
Fucking yep. Murgo.
That is incorrect. Bro. It what? Actually is yeah. Orphan of Kos.
Really?
How? Wait, who mentions it? Is that?
I don't know. It's just said on the Bloodborne wiki that it's that he's mentioned as the poor wizened child at some point.
Why is it called Orphan of Kos if or why is it called Orphan if he's born?
Oh, because he's born from a dead great one.
Oh.
So he's an orphan, technically.
Poor wizened child. Shit, yeah.
All right,
Mercy
Evan.
For the poor wizened
Brandon,
child.
I remember when you were making that fucking question, you were like, yeah, I'm gonna throw Murgo in there just to fuck with him.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, Murgo's a child, and so...
I'm gonna throw like, Murgo
as soon
there
as Evan
fuck
was
him.
Like, fucking Murgo, I was like, damn it, he lost it.
Damn, he fell for it.
Yep, that is
like,
a true
came up to
statement.
Me at work and said that shit, and I was like, "Damn, that's a good question." whenever he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna throw."
No, yeah, I got some good ass
like,
questions.
Yeah, like I said, I thought Evans was probably the best. Alright, Evan, you're number 8.
So here's a cool Orphan of Kos thing.
Which of these Pokemon cannot learn Hydro Pump? Is it A, Dragapult, B, Bagon, C, Rayquaza, or D, Dialga? Evan?
Take your time.
He's doing the think.
I'm doing a big think. Say my answers again.
A, Dragapult, B, Bagon, C, Rayquaza, D, Dialga.
Ah, oh, there's like there's so three dragons. No, they're all dragon type. Shit. Dialga is dragon and steel. I don't think Dialga learns it, but I'm gonna keep doing my thinking. Because Palkia is water and dragon. So it makes sense that like that legendary would get the Hydro Pump at this point. Rayquaza, I've seen enough in AU or anything goes, but no one uses Hydro Pump on it. Fucking Bagon is the first form which tripped me up, but I know that Salamence has it. And then I know the least amount of those stupid fossil Pokemon.
Wait, Dragapult was a fossil?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know. I didn't play those games.
So, Dragavolt. Oh, wait. Dragapult. Shit, is that that's like the ghost dragon. That's not a fossil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it confused. Well, shit. All right. Well, that fucks me. Given what Dragapult is, I feel like it has Hydro Pump. So I'm gonna stop wasting everybody's time, and I'm going to say Dialga.
Dialga is correct.
Hey, cool.
That's a good one. I threw Bagon in to mess with you because that was an obscure thing that I learned many, many years ago, and I'm glad I was like,
I know Salamence can learn it. So I was like, I feel like Bagon can.
But yes, back in Gen 3, it's possible to breed a Bagon with a Hydro Pump.
Gotcha. Fun fact. Okay.
What's his 10?
Next question.
He's on number 9 now, actually.
Oh.
Who is the fifth god of chaos in Warhammer? Is it
the what?
The fifth god of chaos.
The what?
Is it A, Malice, B, Archaon, C, Krakenrock, or D, Abrax?
I've been hearing his name a lot lately. I'm thinking it's Archaon, but I'm going to do my Google search.
All right. 15-second Google search.
And then remind me the question wording one more time.
Who is the fifth god of chaos in Warhammer?
Okay.
I know the answer.
Alright,
the question is, does Google know the answer?
Is that one of the chances? Is that one of the options?
I'm surprised it says that, because it should say Malice?
Malal is another name close. For Malice.
Okay. Yep, so then... Malal is what you
cool.
find. Is Malice your answer?
Yeah.
That's correct. And for your number 10... This is even difficult for someone that played this game. In the Mass Effect series, who was the first Reaper? Is it A, Sovereign, B, Arbiter, C, Harbinger, or D, Saren?
Arbiter.
Arbiter?
Arbiter, final answer.
That's incorrect. It was Harbinger was the first Reaper.
The Arbiter's
the only way.
The fuck is so funny,
Craig? He just thinks Saren is funny. The only way you could actually find that out through playing Mass Effect is if you played a specific DLC in 3. So, even a difficult one for a Mass Effect player. And Alec.
You
got 4 questions correct. The Warhammer one.
At least I did better than Brendan. Let's go.
Yeah. Erwin did better than you, God. But your question number six was, what civ in Civilization V has the ability called Sun Never Sets? Is it A, France, B, Greece, C, England, or D, Japan?
C, England.
England is correct. Question number seven. What Daedric Prince awards the Dragonborn with the Ogma Infinium? Was it A, Sanguine, B, Hermaeus Mora, C, Meridia, or D, Azura?
B, Hermaeus Mora.
That is correct. Question number eight. What champion has the highest ban rate in League of Legends history? Was it A, Yasuo, B, Zed, C, Kha'Zix, or D, Kassadin?
D, Kassadin.
Kassadin is correct.
Oh, it's giving me season three flashbacks, dude. I am not...
Yeah, that whole question, I was like, it's either Yasuo.
No. Dude, Kassadin had a Kassadin, nearly 100% ban rate back in like season three and four.
The highest in League history was 99.53%.
It was bad, dude. It was bad.
Yep. And I think it consistently stayed at 95.
It was because his Q was a silence and his R didn't increase in mana cost the more you cast it.
Strong boy, indeed. Mm-hmm. All right. Question number nine. What weapon was used to kill Queen Myra at the end of Gears of War 3? Was it A, the Hammer of Dawn, C, the Chainsaw Bayonet, B, the Chainsaw Bayonet, C, Marcus's Snub Pistol, or D, Dom's Knife?
Oh, shit. I think it was Dom's Knife. D.
That is correct.
Hell yeah, let's go. Dom! No, not Dom!
And Dom! Your number 10 was, what is the name of the final boss theme in Final Fantasy 13 2? Was it A, Dancing Mad, B, Awakening, C, Unseen Abyss, or D, Chaos?
D, Chaos.
Chaos is incorrect. That was the final boss theme for 1. Dancing Mad was for 6. Awakening is but isn't for 11. And Unseen Abyss is the correct one for 13, too.
Damn, that would have been my follow-up.
And that has it, everyone. Intel the God, Caden is the winner for today. Caden, give us a few words. Alright, that's enough. No, I'm playing. Go ahead and say something.
I always knew I could do it. You know, I just gotta keep that grind set mindset. You know how it is.
Show him a nigga poopy, show him a nigga ray ray.
With your nerdy ass.
Free my homie Shabinky.
Free my nigga Pookie. He coming back. You know who it would be.
John. Five Pitbulls and
Bear Hands.
Free
my nigga John. He gonna be coming back.
Alright, well, we'll treat that as Caden's closing remarks. Austin, give your closing remarks for our bonus episode.
Keep it real. Keep it in the first stage. I'm surprised it didn't fail sooner because I'm bad shit retarded. That's it.
All right, Carter, closing remarks for the bonus.
I did really bad. Because I thought fucking Black Garden was... I was thinking of the portal, which is actually on Mars, so I was actually just stupid anyway.
All good, man, all
but
good.
But also I will say, smoish. That way you will.
Evan, give your closing remarks for the bonus episode.
I feel like I should get one extra point because you threw a bonus question at me.
I will give you the extra like point, buddy. You get a golden star.
Like we should get
a golden noodle.
You see Evan, you should just give him like a firm handshake.
Like, good job, sir. All right.
I'll take it.
And last but not least, Alec, closing remarks for the bonus episode.
Man, it's good to be part of the Not Last gang. Let's go.
Damn.
Okay. Alright. He's just mad that I got him out on a Warhammer question.
I am fuming.
The student has surpassed the master. Alright. my closing remarks for the bonus episode. We will more than likely be back for part two of this at some point. Might change up the subject, might change up the participants. We'll just have to see. But thank you, as always, for watching. Check out Caden, aka Intel_the_god, anywhere you listen to music. He's probably on there. He's big and he's popping. He said he get his weed from California and his peaches from Georgia. I was like, all right, whatever, Caden. Be sure to check out Auspicious Conversation on practically any podcast platform. Give us some 5 stars on Apple. I'm gonna talk less ride.